This is Fitness Tech Podcast, show number 32 for April 28th, 2011. It is the special Mud Mafia edition. I am here with Carrie Adams. Carrie, it's been 11 days since you and I have done a podcast together. How the heck are you?
11 days. It seems like an eternity. No, I'm good. I'm really good. Life's good. Training's good. I'm tapering. I love that part.
That, you know, doing tapering a little carb loading. Wonderful. It is a wonderful experience. Yeah, and the carb loading I'm doing right now, I think one, I'm too early, and two, it's too much. So
yeah,
I've got to be careful.
Yeah, I'm pretty. I have to keep reminding myself that the carbs need to be of the complex variety. That's a tough sell some days, but no, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good race. And I got some really good advice from a really accomplished marathoner today that I was really excited about, Lindsay Sheriff. I got a chance to talk to her. She's an Olympic hopeful. She's just destroyed all kinds of records in track and field and in road racing. And I had a great conversation with her tonight. And she told me, when you want to slow down, make yourself speed up for a while and then reassess whether or not you want to slow down. So I'm taking that with me to the line.
That's good. And we're going to start, we'll start similar. I think you're going to go out a little bit faster. So your goal is to run the half and then wrap that up and join me on the full. You'll get a good lead out ahead of me. I know you got a time goal for your half.
You know, I literally didn't think about that until today, because up until recently, you know, I was going to be running with someone, and she's still deciding whether or not she can do it. She had a pretty bad foot injury, so we're kind of assessing at that point. So my goal was going to be, you know, whatever her goal was, and then try to push her beyond that a little bit. So now, I'm kind of in a space where I'm like, okay, well, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
So definitely, maybe an hour 45, see how that goes. And then
that'd be good. A little recovery. I'll be zipping by around the 2 hour mark, I think, and trying to do the reverse split for the first time ever on the marathon for me. And so 2 hours to the half, and then like an hour 55. On the second half, that's probably being a little conservative. I'm going to take your advice, and because it'll be easy. For me, it'll be easy to about 15. And then the wheels start coming off. And so I'm going to take your advice, and when I start feeling down, I'm going to try and speed up a little bit. And then when I back off a little bit, it'll make it feel all that much better. I think there's something to that.
Yeah, I thought that was genius. I thought, you know, you get running advice all the time, and I thought, you know, that's perfect. So thank you, Lindsay, for giving me some really solid advice for this one. I'm excited.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, we got a busy weekend coming up with the Expo Fair on Saturday for the marathon, and there's folks. It seems to be a busy race weekend. I'm hearing from folks all over the place, all over the U.S. They all seem to be running a race of some kind this weekend, and of course the Mud Mafia family will take advantage of any chance they get to go out and run. And
we've got some major races this weekend. We've got Micah, one of our runners in Arizona, is doing the Warrior Dash on Saturday. A bunch of us, obviously here in town or in the state of Nebraska, are doing the Lincoln Half in Full on Sunday, as well as one of our runners in Colorado is doing the Fort Collins Marathon. So we've got all kinds of fun stuff going on this weekend with the team. We're going to rack up some serious mileage this weekend. I'm excited.
I like it. So some good training all coming to a head this weekend for a lot of us. I'll be honest with you, my April numbers were like 150 training miles, and that's the most I've ever done in a single month.
I'm in a lot of those miles.
You are in a lot of those miles. And we, we did 13 and a half this weekend together around Offutt Air Force Base, which was a great run. And I got some questions from some folks like, why so many miles right before the marathon? Though I feel great today. I went out and I did a 5K on Wednesday. We kind of got after it to awake some of the fast twitch muscles that have been asleep for a while. Yes. and clocked some 7:57s, and I was not sore the next day. So I feel pretty good about it. Feel pretty good about a sub-4. I'm going to tell you on the air here, I'm going to cry like a baby if it's a 3:59. I'm just saying.
I'm going to cry like a baby.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
And I think it's going to happen, and if it does, I will – I'll probably cry too. So I'm
tears of joy. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. That's what the family's about, right? It's about coming together and doing good stuff together. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the family, because there has been some changes that have gone on. You and I have been busy little beavers, mostly you, busy little beavers behind the scenes, making some changes kind of to the whole internet infrastructure behind the sites that we have out there. Why don't you spend a little bit of time talking about the changes that we're making and why we did what we did?
Sure. Okay, so our URL address is the same. So you go to the same place, but I did some major facelifting last weekend to the site to add a bunch of functionality to enable the team to communicate. You know, we started last October with 8 people. And, you know, we went and did the beer and bagel run and we had a great time. And I thought this is going to be a fun little thing that we do, this group of us. And then this crazy thing started happening. People wanted to join our little family, and our little family of 8 is now 60. And we are from California to Connecticut, in Canada, in Germany. We're all over the place, and we've raced in 18 states, and we're going to race in 12 more yet the rest of this year. So we just grew very quickly. And so I wanted to make sure that we could connect. So I built out some of the webpage, have some additional functionality. So for those of you in the family that want to go out to the site, there's a whole section called For the Family where you can actually submit your mileage. As everybody kind of knows, we've got a few traditions in the family. One of them is when you join, you get a shirt with a nickname on the back, which is your calling card. Your shirt is, you take care of your shirt. And every time you race, you submit your mileage, and that earns you a bullet hole, which are going out in the mail tomorrow morning. I have them all done.
Oh, that's good. I know we've been talking about that for a long time.
Yes. So those are done. They're printed. They're going out in the mail tomorrow. So every time you submit your mileage, we add that to the team mileage. Right now, our team mileage is 538 miles, and that's been contributed by 21 runners out of the 60. So we are looking at that mileage at least doubling just in the month of May. We're going to have a pretty big month with the addition of those 40 runners, because most of those people we had joined us kind of in the off season. So we started up, and then it kind of went into our dormant off season. And then now the season's picking back up again. So we've had some pretty significant mileage for that group. And then also you can submit on that For the Family tab events that you're running in. So we can add that to our shared calendar, which is also displayed across the top of the webpage. So you can see what races are being run and where. And we can add to that as we go, so people can stay connected. I also included some information about you and I, about how we got started, how to find our races. I have a map of all the places that we've run, ways for people to contact us. I added a little section on some of our favorite quotes and videos and things like that, how we stay motivated. And the content of the page is really going to be around what our runners are doing. Runners are going to are posting blogs. We're going to talk about people that inspire us. We're going to bring in some experts and some other people to contribute, so that it becomes really, really rich in content. And so we're going to focus on really, you know, learning some things, connecting with other running groups, sharing knowledge, inspiring each other, and laughing. You know, we have a lot of fun. So one of the things I put out there this last weekend was a video of our first generation. That's kind of the other big thing that I instituted this last weekend, was we hit 60 runners, and that's going to be our first generation Mud Mafia. And that's a big deal. So it's the first generation, established 2010. That's a really nice distinction. And at this point, you know, anyone that wants to join the family has got to know somebody in the family. So we've got a place on the site where people can submit their request to join us. And you know, we're always looking for runners. And we have kind of this philosophy, if you will. I have four rules when I started the family. Was rule number one, take care of yourself. Rule number two, take care of your family, your Mud Mafia family. Rule number three, take care of the other runners on race day, because we're all sharing the same battlefield. And rule number four, on race day, run your race, but run like hell. You know, we want to get after it, and we want to push ourselves. And it's important that that, you know, whatever that is for you on race day, that you pursue that excellence. And so that's really a way for us to ensure that we continue to bring in, you know, really, really dedicated people. And that doesn't mean you have to run a certain speed, and it doesn't mean you have to run a certain distance or, you know, a certain number of races a year. It's more about bringing that, that honor and that discipline and that integrity, into the team. And, you know, we are very focused on the fun side too. So
yeah,
we incorporate that.
Yeah.
But, we had a lot of big changes, but a lot of things that we outgrew our roots and we're kind of growing. And there's also a sign up for our newsletter. We've got weekly newsletters that have been coming out. So we're pretty legit. We're all over the place.
So if folks want to go see that, still out at The Mud Mafia, all one word, themudmafia.blogspot.com. So that address hasn't changed. Yes. But a completely redesigned site. I think for most people, they're going to want to select that For the Family tab. That is going to be where you're going to go and put your miles in. Although, I'll have to admit, Carrie, you wrote some of the commentary on the board, and it's pretty funny. So yeah. Folks should go out and take a peek at that as well. and give us it's pretty fun.
The board is really it's a way to introduce, you know, the two of us who, you know, I'm in October, and you know me, I'm full of ideas and I'm full of, you know, all of these things I want to do. And you are my enabler that allows me to actually have those ideas come to fruition. So, you know, I concoct these wild ideas, and then you help me actually make it happen. So, you know, I have a little blurb on here about, you know, our first eight that ran that race, and they really helped set the stage for what we would become. And then little biographies on you and I, and kind of, you know, the spirit of what was brought to this. And it is, it's a lot of fun. I mean, just by looking at the picture of me on that page with my jazz hands, should speak volumes about that. But yeah, it's really just, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of great people. So that's the intention, is bringing that back.
One of the features that I've liked the best, of course, is that calendar that goes across the top of the page. And so, if you're wondering what's going on and where it's going on, I think our goal of that calendar eventually is to fill that up with races that are going on all over the country, maybe even internationally. And so you can submit races to that and get those dates added in there. And if you're ever wondering what's going on or where someone from the family might be, you can take a look on the calendar and build that out. So that's very cool, Carrie. That's an idea that you had that you just did. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, that is sweet. That works really well. So it's worth checking out the site.
And there's also a contact form. So, you know, for people that just, you know, have questions, that want to know what we're about, that want to hear more about what we do, that's a great place to get in touch with us. And pretty soon we'll be adding, we're building a YouTube channel right now. We've got some great media we're going to put in there. We also have some really great pictures that are embedded in here. We're really trying to make this interactive. We want as many people in the family to contribute to this, and people that are following us to let us know, you know, what they think and how we're doing. And we really are across the country, and we're representing a lot of events in a lot of states and in all disciplines. You know, obviously we like a lot of obstacle racing. We like a lot of mud running. We do like to get filthy when we run. So that's a big part of what we do. But road racing, one of our runners, Kat Dunnigan's doing an Ironman on the 7th. So we're really excited for her. We've got three of our runners are doing the Death Race in Pittsfield, Vermont in June, which is pretty significant. You know, we're kind of all over the board, and it's exciting because we can all support each other in our respective races, and we're all racking up mileage for the family. It's cool.
Yeah, and let me remind folks, because we might have a bunch of folks who listen to the podcast who don't, you know, they listen from a fitness perspective, but maybe they're not runners. Or they haven't, you know, they're kind of wondering this whole Mud Mafia thing. What are we doing here? And, you know, eventually kind of we'll split these podcasts out a little bit, and if the fitness tech piece will continue to become and or continue to grow in the way it was, where we talk about fitness and tech, and the Mud Mafia podcast will begin to take on a life of its own as we talk more around the family. So hang with us. If you've got questions about what the Mud Mafia is, it's a very, very low-key fitness running family that we just like to have, like Carrie said, we just like to have a good time. And so if you haven't been out there yet, check it out, themudmafia.blogspot.com, and let us know what you think. You can always send your comments as well to me here, podcast@theaverageguy.tv, and I will share those with Carrie, and we can take some action on them. So Carrie, the site looks amazing. You did a great job on getting that. I gave you a couple tools, and the next day I came back and you'd built a skyscraper with like popsicle sticks.
Can we just point out? So I do work in technology. However, my caveat to that would be I work in technology and in some pretty heavy duty stuff, but I have problems like using my iPod. You know, like I'm one of those people that the basic stuff just eludes me. So for me to do this is just in and of itself a miracle.
No, you did a great job.
And the fact that like when that calendar worked out, when I refreshed the page and it did what I envisioned it to do, it was like Christmas. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to lie. That was a great moment for me. So I was pretty psyched about that.
Well, one of the you did a great job, and you did a lot with a little. So so nice work from that side. And let me encourage folks to go out there and take a peek at it. You know, one of the little miracles that's gone on over the last couple of weeks, I think, is this idea you and I kind of birthed back in the winter around clock blocking, and that has become, if you haven't yet. Go out and check out clockblocking.com. And you know, every time everybody sees that title, they snicker, right? They just laugh.
They do.
It's pretty funny right off the bat. And both you and I have felt like it's going to take on a life of its own at some point. That's the goal, right? To do that.
Yes.
And we are continuing to get some pretty good updates, some pretty good posts, some pretty good stories from you guys, and you know, I think once you get it, you will see clock blocking in your life everywhere, right?
It literally has become it's overwhelming. It's literally taken on today. Even I was at my friend Casey's house. I had to swing by there and use her printer for something, and I tripped walking in the door, and without even missing a beat, without looking up, she was like, clock block. it was perfect. And the, you know, the more that I talk to people about it, the more that it just, you know, it's like a veil is lifted. And I mentioned earlier that I got the opportunity to talk to Lindsay Sheriff tonight. And we talked about clock blocking. We talked about getting chicked. And you know, that's the other new concept. It's not a new concept. It's been around, and that one I can't take credit for. That one's been around in racing for a long time. But I did write some commentary about it, and this weekend I'm just going to tell you, on the back of my shirt, there's going to be some messages for the runners.
Really?
It may or may not involve clock blocking and or chicking. I'm not going to say, but you'll see on Sunday. I'm going to have some messages for the folks behind me. I'm pretty
nice.
Excited about it.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm pretty excited about, you know, you and I have talked about, you know, trying to have some clock blocking gear that folks can wear that is kind of running gear it's got messages that you can relay to the friends and family who run behind you.
Yes. And I think it's important, you know, I think I'm staying very true to myself. There's going to be some bedazzling.
Nice.
I'm just saying, I'm just going to throw that out there.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, if you haven't checked it out, it's on Facebook too. And so you can go out there and join us if you go to Facebook and you go up to the search bar and type in clock blocking. That is a site that you can find very easily. Carrie and I admin that site, and currently we got 61 likes out there, and of course you can like it too. You can also add your own clock blocks out there. And
Yes, please do. We love to hear them.
If you've got pictures, that's better.
Yes.
And so we'd like to hear from you. You can also send your clock blocking experiences to Carrie or to me in our stuff here, podcast at theaverageguy.tv. Carrie, I think one of the most significant changes that you've made over the last couple of weeks is you have we have a new URL out there for you. And why don't you talk a little bit about that and how we came to that?
Sure. So so I split out, you know, my previous blog was Keeping It Clean. And it sort of encapsulated my training and all the clean eating that, that we talk about and have talked about for a long time. And it kind of came to a place where I wanted to create a distinction so that I could talk exclusively about nutrition and food and recipes. And then I could talk about my training and some of these other things and have completely different forums for all of that. So I did split them out. So the keepingitclean.org has the same URL that it had before, the keepingitclean.org. And the my other blog is Leading a Path, and it's in the same spot. So everyone that's been following it, they're still there. So it's leavingapath.com. And both of those sites have gotten some pretty significant overhauls and facelifts as well. And they're going to remain very true to the spirit that that they're coming in now. So the Leaving a Path is really coming in my voice and about, you know, what my life is day to day as a single mom that works full time and trains and has this running team and all the things that go along with that. It's where I'll talk about things that inspire me and things that motivate me, things that make me laugh, all of those kinds of things. And then, you know, completely separately, the Keeping It Clean is going to be where I talk about the recipes and the food and the nutrition and all those helpful things. And actually out there right now is a really good post about, you know, endurance nutrition and what you should be thinking about going into the race. And then on race day, kind of some good tips of how to stay not only hydrated, but stay with adequate nutrition and you know, timing and all that kind of stuff. So definitely check that out. Those of you running this weekend, it'll be very helpful.
Yeah. You know, it's funny as you and I, this is, you know, we talk about you mentioned about me enabling you and all this stuff. So the other night we were collaborating online and we often spend some time on Skype in the evenings, just talking about this stuff. And so I went on to the site that I like to register my domains at, and I typed in leavingapath.com, and I said, "Hey, Carrie, that's available.
It's there."
And I just could not believe that's one of those things that was maybe clandestine and for you. And it's there's not very many .com addresses left. And,
No.
And so to have leavingapath.com left for you, it's really cool. So. So we've got clockblocking.com. That's still the same out there. Keepingitclean.org has been revamped, and you've got some things going on there. That's still the same. And the new one, leavingapath.com, again, unique to you. You're going to be kind of doing your blogs out there. Folks want to follow you. That's the way to do it.
And that one's going to be the most personal. You know, the Mud Mafia is really a collaborative space for our family, our running family, and to talk about, you know, some larger issues and larger inspirational type things that go along with running. And you know, the Leaving a Path is probably the closest you're going to get to getting inside my head and my heart and what's going on in my life. And Keeping It Clean is going to be really focused on the food and nutrition pieces. And all of those things play a major part in what I'm about. So they all just represent different pieces of it. So you'll see that come out. But the Mud Mafia page just really needed some added functionality so that folks could come in and interact with it. And you know, one of the things that we're doing as a team is reaching out and networking with other running clubs around the country. You know, we're doing this virtual running buddy program where, we're partnering up with some teams. There's a notable one in New York, the Peacock, Team Peacock that we're running with. And then there's also a great one in Northern California that we're starting up some things with. And then also just individual runners kind of across the country that we've come in contact with through various channels that are keeping up with us this way as well. And so the idea is, you know, we have our family and we do our own races, but in meeting and networking with these other running clubs that are similar to ours, we can train together in a virtual capacity and then meet up and do some runs and get to know each other that way. So there's some great runs that are coming up this year on the East Coast that I plan on getting out to New York and doing a run with some folks out there and even some of our family. One of my goals this year, or at least over the next probably 18 months, is to run with everyone in the first generation. So at least do one race. That's not too hard to do here in town with, you know, the core, the Nebraska runners, but certainly when we start getting into Connecticut, New York, and California and Arizona and Indiana and, you know, all these other places that we are, Colorado, I want to be able to do that. So we're going to be doing some traveling and it's an exciting time. We've got so many things ahead of us. We've got some projects that are coming down the pipeline that we'll be talking about here in the next couple weeks that we're excited about. And you'll be hearing more from us in a podcasting medium as well. So we're kind of just taking over everything.
It sure feels that way at times. I want to remind folks from a podcasting standpoint, at least for now, stay tuned right here on the Fitness Tech Podcast. We'll continue to push out a few more Mud Mafia-specific podcasts through this channel, and then we've got some hopes of creating a separate channel just for the Mud Mafia as we go forward. So watch and listen, and or more listen than watch, I guess, since it's just an audio podcast. But I think we've got some exciting things coming up here in the near future. It's going to be an exciting summer, Carrie. Lots of stuff happening here, and lots of stuff going on, and we'll just keep people posted. This will be the best way to get the information that you need, and then of course, Facebook is a great way to do it as well.
Yeah, we're excited this summer. A bunch of us are going to Kansas City, and we are. It's for somebody's. I don't know who. Somebody's turning 30.
Somebody. Yes.
Somebody. It's not.
You.
Actually, it's my 29th birthday's 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, you know, don't do that. Just admit it. All right, you're 30 for God's sake.
I'm turning 30. Yeah, so we're going to Kansas City and we're gonna do a mud run, an obstacle race down there. Because I mean, really, that's probably the best way for me to celebrate my 30th birthday is by going and getting muddy and doing an obstacle race. And then additionally, like this is kind of a big fun year for me. I'm pushing myself in a lot of ways. I joke on the Mud Mafia board page that I really have no endurance identity. You know, most people commit to a channel of races or a type of, like, they road race, maybe they do different distances. I defy that. I pretty much just decided I'm going to do all of it. So I just won't ever get really good at any of it. Apparently I'm just going to do it all. It's like, yeah. I've got some sprint tries. I'm doing a half Ironman in August. Another girl on the team, Casey, who I talk about frequently, her and I are going to go run the Las Vegas Rock and Roll Marathon in December, which is at night on the strip under the lights. And I'm going to try to use that race as an opportunity to qualify for Boston. We'll see. I mean, it's super competitive and I, you know, obviously it's a rolling registration. So I'd have to have a pretty sick time to actually get to Boston next year, even if I qualified time wise, but that's something that I really wanted to be able to try to do in my 30th year. You know, they say from an endurance standpoint, some of your best years are in your early 30s. And I want to take that for a test drive and see if that's true. And now that, you know, the injuries and the infections are certainly well on their way to recovery, I feel like I can push it a little bit more now and start making those plans and get after it. So, you
good
know,
for you.
On a personal note, you know, I'm excited about this year. On a team and family note, we have some really good things coming, and I'm really proud. We've got some runners that have done some pretty amazing stuff. You know, Dan Camp, who runs for us in Connecticut, is doing some really great stuff out there. You know, he's run a couple races here recently. First races he's done in a really long time. He ran like a 20:34, I think, 5K yesterday, and he found out about it like the day before and just went out and did it. And he averaged like a 6:37, which is fantastic for him. And that's just a one example. Double J is one of our runners out in Massachusetts, and she ran her first ever race last month, and it was a mud run, and did, I mean, there was like tornadoes coming through, and it was like hail and, you know, stuff that we like, you know, all adds to the atmosphere. But so she ran her first race and got to run it as, you know, first generation Mud Mafia. And, a lot of firsts, a lot of PRs this year. And it's just, it's really an honor for me to be a part of that. So
it's great.
I'm excited about all those things. And we've got some fun stuff coming up. McNaughton 150. We have Jason Jack Zedek, the Barn Beast, is running that one. March, I think it starts on the 5th, or May, I'm sorry, May 5th, his 150 starts. And Johnny Waite's running the McNaughton 30. So he's going to be doing 30 miles that same weekend. And we just... You know, we're all over the place.
I'm sorry, but the 150 is just sick.
I know, right?
That's sick. I just can't even imagine.
Well, I just think, like, you know, Kat Dunnigan's doing the Ironman that weekend as well. So that weekend alone, I mean, with her Ironman mileage and the 150 and the 30, and I think there's someone or a couple people are doing a marathon in there too. We're looking at some major racing mileage we're racking up just that weekend. Yeah. And it's been really cool to see those numbers grow. And, you know, as people, you know, people will comment on my Facebook page. I got a comment today from Micah, who's doing the 5K Warrior Dash this weekend. You know, I'm so excited. It's my first Mud Mafia event. And, you know, you hear things like that, and for people to be so stoked about it is a neat feeling for me, because I know, you know, where the place where it came from, and the energy and excitement that I had in doing it is, you know, equally matched by those of us that are out there. So it's very cool.
That's good. Well, one more reminder. So this weekend when you run, if you're part of the family, jump out to the mudmafia.blogspot.com, head to the For the Family link or the tab. And we've got a new place for you to record your mileage, put that in, and it drops it into a spreadsheet for Carrie. So she can add that up. And that just kind of helps us keep track of everything that's going on. So the brand new, you know, we know we won't get everybody to do it this weekend, but if you're listening to the podcast and you haven't done that yet, pop out there and put your mileage in for the weekend.
Yes, please do.
Very good. All right, Carrie, did I miss anything?
No, we're the webpage, I think, is a really big step in us kind of growing into the next phase of what it is that we're doing. And as I said, we've got some exciting stuff coming up. So, you know, the next few weeks, there's going to be some cool announcements coming out from the team, and what we're going to be up to. So stay tuned. Isn't that ominous? I'm building all this mystery.
You'll have to listen to the podcast.
We need dramatic organ music playing right now.
I'd do it, but I'd sound just stupid.
if I had a mustache, I'd be twirling it right now.
That's right. But I don't.
But I don't.
But I don't. All right. Hey, big weekend. We wish everybody good luck and eat well heading into the. I'll be honest with you. I've been eating like crap this week. I gotta get my act together before Lincoln.
Okay, and 60 hours. No refined sugar.
Yeah.
No refined sugar. No dairy. You know, no caffeine. You know, keep it clean.
I have avoided the dairy pretty well this week, so that has been one positive. And the sugar hasn't been too bad. It's been you know, a few snacks here and there that I probably like at 11 o'clock at night that I probably don't need. So avoid those. Go to bed, get plenty of rest, and let's all get after it either Saturday or Sunday. And then when you're done, post your results. We'd love to hear about them.
Absolutely, yes. Just get it done.
Yeah.
That's the phrase phrase of the weekend. Get it done.
Get it done and do it well. So, all right, Carrie, well, we'll wrap this up and we'll do another podcast next week. We'll check in with some folks and see how things go. Again, if you have any comments for the show, you want to get in contact with us, podcast@theaverageguy.tv. And Carrie, you have a great race. I'm hoping to that you meet up with me somewhere around the 14 or 15 mile mark, and we finish off a full marathon at 3:59:59.
You got it.
All right. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
They are. Those bastards at Google.
Okay. We're back. Decline.
We're back.
Okay. Let's get this bad boy on the road. Close. I gotta see ya. You gotta be big on my screen. Big Carrie Adams right there. Here we go. Let's try one more time.
Jazz hands.